Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of times, and it's always interesting that when they write you for the non-moving violation over the moving violation, it costs more. So you're paying upfront one way or the other. But there are some areas where it's just, it's so obvious it's just about the money. I mean, like for instance, if you get on M59 from Utica, and it turns into like expressway. After the first entrance ramp or whatever, I think, which is Mound, there's a speed limit sign there that says 55. And then you can see in the distance the speed limit sign for 70. So there's like a half mile stretch of where it's 55, and there's no ramps going on or off of there. It's the exact same road. And a lot of people, jump up to 70 before you actually get to the 70 sign. And if there's a cop there, you're busted. I mean, that shouldn't be. There's no reason for that. It should be 70 right at that, right after that entrance ramp from Mound. But it's not. So, but there is, there is a law in the books that you can fight. People actually fight this. If they think a speed limit is misset, there's supposed to be, when they set speed limits for new roads, they're supposed to watch what 85% of the people do, and that's where it's supposed to be set. Because if your majority of people are interested in driving safely and properly, so I've heard people actually challenge that and win.